See, this is, and I'm going to round this out, our time is gone. But this is the truth that you're expressing that is on my heart in verse 13. It does not say that the Philistines were annihilated. The Philistine will be back. Make no mistake about it. When we've left the watchtower, when the Word of God is no longer the preeminent place in our lives, or as Tony was saying, when in fact I'm in a right position, but in a bad condition, the Philistines will come back into power. And we're going to find that. We're going to see it with Israel in the next couple of days. But look what happened here. The Philistines were subdued. Not only were they subdued, they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistine all the days of Samuel. What a wonderful thing. What terrible history we had all the days of Eli. Eli is contrasted with Samuel. The days of Eli were dark days. The days of Samuel, when Israel was following the Lord, they were bright days. The enemy was kept at bay. Look at what else happened. It says the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel. Here's the word we've been using. They were restored to Israel. And the Lord says, how many of them? From Ekron even unto Gath, and the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And it says there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. We'll talk more of that later. But it says Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. Just let us leave on this mountaintop today that here was a man of God who was available to be used by God. And he was a help and a blessing to the people of God. That's the same thing the Lord wants from you and I today. The principles that affected him yesterday are the very same principles that affect you and I today. The things that caused the defeat of Israel yesterday will be the very things that will bring defeat into our lives today. So we end this. We're going to get in tomorrow. To where Israel demands a king. It was a terrible move on their part. But it's a wonderful thing to have come to the end and to have seen that this place of Mizpah was a place of victory. I want to tell you who else knew about a rock. Hannah, remember? Remember chapter 2? Let me read the verse. Hannah in chapter 2. Neither is there any rock like our God. I don't know what else a rock speaks to you of, but to me, it is stability. It is the one I depend upon. It is the one that is there for me. And as Hannah had found that in the birth of Samuel, she's imparted by faith these same principles to this man of God. And here now, God uses him to bring, even if it's temporal, much blessing into the life of Israel for many years. I think it's 40. Was it 40? I think he judged Israel 40 years, but we'll check that.